We would like to speak to you about how to create from the energy that you are holding inside of yourself. There has been much written and taught about arranging your energy so that it impacts what is outside of you. You have a different circumstance now, which is to say the world is not aligned with itself at all. The ground is not even, is not level. And so the way you created before is not going to work well now. There's going to be an evening time, a time when there is not a return to the way things were before, but a bit of a leveling of the energy. But until then, we need you to know that how you are creating with your, how do we say, you have a phrase for daydreaming. It is not daydreaming, but it is, in a healthy way, what we are going to call creative pretending. And that is that you are going inside of yourself and you are going to tell a story and make that story come out the way you want it to come out. Speak to yourself about an experience. Choose the elements that you want to go into that experience. This sounds like something very basic, but it really is not, because what you're doing is you're opening tracks within yourself for creation that may not have worked in this way before. And it is not a waste of time to do this. The stories you tell yourself now are making a pattern for creation. So tell yourself the stories that you really want to be reflected in your own life and in the world. This storytelling needs to be kept free of ego and free of fear. Right now, ego and fear are the enemies because they are two big elements in what is separating your world, and you will see it all around you, everywhere you look. But if your story is true, and if it matches how your heart moves, how your heart expands, then you are doing a very creative thing in the time that you are in. So we would like to encourage you to do as much of that as you can, so that you, in a sense, you prepare yourself for the kind of energy you are going to need moving forward. These are indeed challenging times, but in challenging times, then, even spiritually, we adjust the way that we are moving so that we are still on the path that was given to us and we are still in tune with our hearts. So begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the air around you hold peace. Breathe in the peace. Exhale the fear. Become aware of your chakras, aligned, and feel the golden light of the universe flowing into your crown, your third eye, your throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your second center, your root. And let that golden light fill, heal, and align those power points. And breathe into them. Let your energy begin to move up now through your body and feel your crown open, making a wide space for receiving, but also for taking your energy from your body to the night sky. See your path begin to illuminate and bring your energy to that path. Step onto it and allow the path to take you upward. Come to a place where your teacher waits for you. And spend this time with your teacher. When you've spoken with your teacher, allow the teacher to give you a gift to bring back with you. Rest the mind and know the gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be here with you and receive the teacher's blessing. Come back down the path. and walk through the night sky among the many lights of the universe, holding your own life as precious. Come from the sky to the room again, and as a service, find a message, a symbol for those who sit here with you. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.